T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's poppin'? It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Hey, this is Ray Rivers,
DJ Khaled.
Everything you need in just a few minutes.
And you're rocking on the radio with Kenzie.
Kenzie K.
They don't want you to win, Kenzie K.
So make sure you win more. Win big.
Don't ever stop.
It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
I feel very lucky today about who the guest is on Kenzie's Quickies. So one of the funniest women alive, one of the most successful, hardworking women, and somebody that I've honestly looked up to my entire life. So, Chelsea Handler, welcome to Kenzie's Quickies, and we are so excited for you to come to Chicago.
I'm very, Chicago is my number one favorite city to perform in. So, I filmed one of my specials at the Chicago Theater, and I love performing at the Chicago Theater.
We're so excited to have you, and I really hope you're not just saying that. You probably say that to every person you hop on the phone with, but we are so excited to have you, and I honestly feel like you were one of the most productive people in the pandemic, because you have your podcast, Dear Chelsea, your stand-up with HBO Max, Evolution, and then one of your books, Life Will Be the Death of Me, that's being turned into a show, right?
Yeah, we're turning that into a TV show with me starring in it. And you know how productive I was during COVID? I was able to procure my own COVID test at home so that by the time I was ready to start dating, once I realized the pandemic was going to go on and on and on, I just thought, okay, I'm going to get my own COVID test. I'm going to interview guys in my backyard. So when they arrived, I would give them a nasal swab. I would go plug it into the cartridge. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes to get the results. And in that 20 or 30 minutes, I would interview them. And if they said anything annoying, like masks don't work, or if they mentioned, you know, if I saw a pinky ring or a belt loop I didn't like, I would just come out and be like, you're positive. You have COVID. You need to skedaddle.
Oh, no. See, and then you just really blocked them from seeing anybody else because now they think they have COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully they found out they didn't have COVID shortly after, but some of them deserve to be scared for a second.
You know what? You probably did a service because some of them probably went in quarantine from the rest of us, which we really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So vaccinated and horny, that is going to be here on November 12th. Those two words are obviously very important to you. Were any other words part of that decision making? Like, were you like, okay, vaccinated, horny, most important? Did any words get etched out that you were going to consider?
No, I mean, you know, my main feeling of coming out of COVID was, wow, I've never felt more confident about my life decision-making skills than I have after a year of this pandemic. You know, like, remaining childless and alone was a really strong move on my part because the main reason I never wanted to have children was on the off chance that I lived during a global pandemic and would have to homeschool it.
You had that idea already in your head. And Chelsea, I have to say, I picked the worst time because I became a stepmom when the pandemic hit. So I have an IUD and still had to homeschool.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you need is an IUD. But I want to, I mean, listen, remaining single and childless is inspirational. And I just want anyone listening to know that is always an option. More people need to have less children and you can live a glorious existence. I mean, the first 2 weeks of COVID, I would set my alarm for 9 a.m. to wake up and do mushrooms. and then end up speaking to one of the trees in my backyard for like 2.5 hours before I realized it was my landscaper.
Some people had kids and you had mushrooms.
Yeah, and I got to know my landscaper pretty well over COVID. So, I mean, it was a home run on so many fronts.
This is not the first person I should have thought of, but it was. As soon as the Cuomo news broke, I thought of you, which is not good, but it's true. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, poor Chelsea.
As soon as the Cuomo news broke, well, not poor Chelsea, thank God. I didn't ever hook up with him, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to, and he blew me off. And, you know, when you get blown off by a guy, all your friends are like, don't worry, it's happening for a reason. You know, your mother's protecting you from heaven. I'm like, really? My mother is up in heaven cock-blocking me? I highly doubt that's how she's spending her time.
And in this scenario, she really was. It was like a heavenly cock-block.
She was, I think. Someone saved me from Andrew Cuomo, and I want to thank that person, whoever they may be.
Chelsea, I want to play a little game with you. So here we do something called Kenzie's Quickies, and it is rapid-fire questions. There is no wrong answer. Are you okay with that?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
All right, what is your go-to line to end things with somebody?
Well, I just usually leave. I don't even have a line. I just walk out, and they can tell by the way I'm walking that I'm not coming back.
I don't think I've ever had somebody walk away from me, and I thought to myself, yeah, they're never going to talk to me again based on the way their legs are moving.
You know, I like to make a statement with my actions and the look on my face.
I've seen some of your looks, and I probably wouldn't call you again either. I would believe you. I would just trust your decision. Obviously, you need your needs met. You talked about that in the name of your title, Vaccinated and Horny. So what is the number one way you like to meet people? Like, what dating app or where do you like to go?
I don't have a place that I meet people, really, because, yeah, I'm on dating apps. I've tried that. I'm not opposed to that. I have no problem with being on a dating app. But, you know, men are everywhere. You just have to look around and find the ones that aren't annoying. They're usually black, brown, or Latino.
And you just got to interview them for about 20 minutes, and that's how you really find out.
Yeah. I mean, well, right now, you know, guys are acting like it's really embarrassing the way men are acting. It's like they're turning us against us and towards each other. I'm going to have to become a middle life or a late in life lesbian. I told my sister, I go, listen, if things keep going the way they're going, I think you and I just have to be a couple and we're going to have to live together and grow old together. She's like, I don't want to live with my sister. I'm like, Simone, we're going to have to become lesbians together. We're a couple now.
And listen, based on a lot of the men out there, that is, I don't know why she's saying I don't want to do that. Like, she should be running towards that opportunity.
Exactly. It's like, do you need to look at one more dating profile with a man holding a fish? I don't think so.
What is the number one thing you want to do in Chicago when you are here in November?
Food. I love my deep dish pizza. I love my walks by the lake. And, Chicago's the place. That's always the place for comedy. Every comedian loves to perform in Chicago, and I'm no exception.
Do you have a favorite deep dish pizza spot? Like, is there one that you got to go to?
Well, it's whatever's closest to which is where I stay when I'm in Chicago.
Chelsea, I think I'm going to have to bleep that out for you.
Yeah, maybe you should bleep that out, actually.
There's going to be a bunch of men with pinky rings outside your door.
Just tell me the name of a good pizza place, and I'll say that.
I got like Lou Malotti's, Giordano's. You'll be happy with one of those. I promise.
I've definitely been to Giordano's. Everyone's been to Giordano's.
If you're on TikTok, well, I know you are, but I mean anybody. The Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg interview you did has circulated so many times. There's different snippets of it because it's so funny. Were they aware that you were going to be like mean to them?
I think Will Ferrell, yeah, he knows what's up with me because we've done stuff together before. Mark Wahlberg was probably more taken aback, but I think he also, I mean, you know, people know what my shtick is, so they know that, like, I'm gonna be a bitch.
That's my personal favorite part of you. Every time I see your face on a video, I have to stop because I want to know who's about to get bitched out.
I know. It's like the Piers Morgan video of me telling Piers Morgan what a bad interviewer he is. I remember watching that after the most recent thing with Piers Morgan. I basically told him what he was a terrible interviewer, and he was like reading his phone while he was talking to me, and I just kind of laid into him.
No, I saw that. He was awful to you.
So awful. And I just, when I see that video, when people send me that video of me going off on him, I mean, it just brings me so much pleasure. It reminds me of the night I went to a dinner party with Woody Allen and Suni Previn, and I thought, I am not going to be a woman that sits at a dinner party with Woody Allen and doesn't say anything to humiliate him because he's married to his daughter. So I waited. I took my time. And when dessert came, he had a big piece of cobbler in his mouth. And I said, how did you two meet?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was epic. It was epic. And then Katie Couric looked at me and goes, okay, Chelsea, I think it's time to go.
Now that would have been a big TikTok, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell that whole story in my stand-up. It's pretty epic. It was one of those nights where you come home as a woman and you're like, I did my piece tonight. I stood up for women everywhere, even in a small way. Like, I couldn't leave that dinner. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself had I not said that sentence to him. I had to say something to make sure he knew how disgusting I thought he was.
We all live vicariously through you. Like, every time I want to chop like an attitude up at work, I just watch a Chelsea Handler video so that way the bitchiness can subside.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, last one. Weirdest rumor you've ever heard about yourself.
That I had some sort of vaginal surgery. Like, this was from Perez Hilton. Back in the day when I was on Chelsea Lately, I remember there were rumors that I had some sort of... First of all, I wanted to be like, I've never had a baby, so why would I have any vaginal reconstruction? But I like the sound of vaginal surgery, so I'm definitely going to look into it.
Oh my gosh. Maybe he thought, you know, after 50 Cent... That because there's rumors about him being well endowed.
No. That was way before 50 Cent. And those, yes, no. And by the way, just as a PSA to everyone, just because you date one person with a large penis, beavers retract. They go back to their original size.
They're resilient.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for giving us just a little bit of your day. And I want to thank you because I feel like during the pandemic, you dedicated yourself and put out so much, you know, humor and joy. You just deserve like a medal for actually trying to make us smile and laugh during such a dark time. So I just want to personally thank you because it was so awesome to follow you. It always has been, but especially, you know, throughout the pandemic and everything. And November 12th, Vaccinated and Horny, Chicago Theater. I can't wait to be there. And I know everyone else is excited too.
Oh, thanks, baby. I can't wait to see you guys. See you soon.
Thank you for sharing a quickie with me, Kenzie K. You can catch up on Kenzie's Quickies on the Odyssey app or wherever you stream your podcasts. Kenzie's Quickies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.